Mrs. Jack Barber grandfather, aged 87, retired farmer, resident in Holmfirth all his life. Recorded by B.R. Dyson, September 1951.
Well, there was a chap came to bid farmer man, as we were all working at, and he came for the Selby. They called him William Pacey, and he was a widower, and he was a daughter. And he got to get a coat in a woman who had a hot child, they called her Sarah Pearson. So they had two children, they would want to need one. They got wed, and they lived. See, one of them, he had a son, that Victor. So, with a bull, and as he had brought me here, a bull up for being a call for the nurse. And when I was let him have to do after the nurse, he'd go to the well sometimes and he'd have soaked and then he'd go straight back in, so there was not a muff. But if he'd have without him, have a bit of a meal at the nurse. They'd hardly leave the carted yard, they'd have to take him through the gate into Stackyard. Because he was a typical cart, so he had the same as wheelbarrows. He could chuck up and down with his ears and he'd brush many a cart shaft with tippling it up and down. So, it was Sunday morning, I'd let him out as well. And when he'd drunk, and just when he was going back, he started scraping and putting his ears down on his tail up. And on the eggs, Dave, about to go, call it bull stick. I went for him, I said, come on here, I said, and I was going for his ear, I said. I didn't know, I said, this farmer man and the young boss were just peeping out the front door. And he says, the young boss says, hey, hey, that stick's going around the field this morning, lad. So I says, this here new farmer man, he came swaggering up. And he says, I'm not going to have sticks like them, he says, the cattle that I'm having on the land. I says, all right, I says, you can fetch him a stick then. So I says, he went swaggering up. I says, when you and Billy see him coming. I says, he just snorted. I says, and he went for him. He says, go up. But I says, he'd worry about to get up. I says, he's to pop over a low wall. Won't look me in. I says, he just happened to pop over where we'd put care book and he was soft. I said, he went up to the care book. It's only true on it that. A lot of tape stick now, I reckon. I said, if he was into it, he says, he'd been used to it, he says. Because he'd not have been like that. I said, well, I'm fetching me a stick.
Can you think just for about 2 minutes of any of the names of the things inside a cow, mistral? What's the heck?
Heck? Right, we have put hay in front of
a half a hay.
Here, like we call them.
How do you say the word for a stall? Boist or something?
Boist,
Boist, is it?
Boist and stalls and stands.
What do they call the thing you milk into? The can you milk into?
Biggin.
Biggin.
Well, that's proper, the biggin. It's a dictionary, biggin.
Yeah, it's a good word there, isn't it?
Some folk call them laying cattle, but these here milking piggins, you know. They're brewed on, same as that brewed. So they're left on your knees. Or you're milking.
Or to hold it.
They call them milking piggins. They have this brewed on a purpose, you see, because if you can't slip down, brewed fits.